Hi, this is Eve, and this is my first Ask Eve audio response. I thought I would do it this way because this question is one that I get asked quite a bit, and I thought it might be a good idea to put it all together into one response and record it so that I don't give you a big wall of text. So, the question of cock size. This comes up quite a bit, as you can imagine, in lots of different forms. Things like, what is small? What is an average cock? What do women think about it? Does it affect women's pleasure? That sort of thing. So, I'm going to go over just a couple of medical things first. I have a medical background. If you've listened to Dr. Eve or her sister, Nurse Eve, I think you're probably aware that I have a medical background. So I'm going to give you some medical facts, but everything else that I say is just my opinion. I want to put that out there. I don't want to get a bunch of mail from somebody saying, well, I have to disagree with your portrayal of fetishes, and I don't give a shit, okay? I really couldn't give a fuck. This is just my opinion. You can take it or leave it, and feel free to look into these things yourself. I encourage you to. This is just what I think, okay? Except for the medical stuff, that these are facts. So let's start there, okay? I will say as well that this may be old news to some of you, or most of you, or even all of you. But in case there's anyone out there that doesn't know this yet, I'm just gonna go over it quickly. The average size of an adult penis. Okay, let's say cock. Let's just say cock. I like cock better. The average size of an adult cock is roughly 13 centimeters or 5 inches. But here's the important part. They've done a lot of studies to come up with this average. And in these studies, most of the men were considerably smaller than this. It was only the minority of men with much larger cocks that pushed the average up to 5 inches or 13 centimeters. 95% of men fall within the range of roughly 4 inches to 7 inches, or 11 to 19 centimeters. So that means more men are smaller than average than are larger than average. So a cock of 3 to 5 inches is far more common than any other size. Okay? These studies have been done across pretty good-sized sample groups. Usually the studies involve 15,000 men, that kind of thing. So they really are getting an accurate picture. And I think it's important to note this, because I do think there's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of false perceptions that make men think that everyone else has a much bigger cock, and that's just not true. Okay, so moving on. Again, I'm sure this is common knowledge too, but anyway, here goes. You might have heard showers, not growers. You might have heard that expression. And what that means is that some men are showers, although it looks like showers when it's written. And I'm just going to leave that alone for now. Some men are showers. I cracked myself up. Meaning that their cocks, when flaccid, flaccid's just another word for soft, their cocks are about as long and thick as they will be when they are fully hard. They don't increase in size very much when they get hard. So with these kind of men, obviously what you see is what you get. And other men are growers, meaning their cocks can be very small. Some of them look like buttons up against the body. And these men will increase hugely when they get hard. Now, both of these are completely normal. It's just variation. It doesn't mean anything. It's just the way some men are. So don't worry which one you are. It makes no difference to women. It makes no difference whatsoever. Okay? Another thing I wanted to mention was that cock size is genetically determined. At puberty, hormones allow your penis to grow, but only to the size that you were destined to be. Okay? And it reaches its full size at about age 17. They've found that there isn't significant difference between the cocks of 17-year-olds versus 19-year-olds or 25 or whatever. So you're finished growing at about 17, under the influence of hormones at puberty, but directed completely by your genetic makeup. That means there is no way to make your dick bigger. This is important, guys, okay? You can't make it grow bigger through hypnosis or witchcraft or pills or those plasticky vacuum bottle torture devices or anything like that, okay? The only way to make your penis bigger is through plastic surgery. And please don't do that, okay? Please don't. But don't waste your time with anything else either, or your money. It's not going to happen. Okay, there's no pill you can take. There's no hypnosis that can make you bigger. It just doesn't happen. I can't stress enough. Please just love what you have, okay? You are perfect, just the way you are. You do not need to worry about making your cock bigger. Whether you have a small cock, a big cock, whether you're circumcised or intact, it doesn't matter. Cocks are beautiful, wonderful, suckable. I love them all. So please don't waste any time or worry thinking that your cock needs to be better, because it doesn't. So just a little bit more anatomy here, only this time from the woman's point of view, because some men have asked questions like, how does cock size affect a woman's pleasure? Now, it's important to understand that a woman's vagina, okay, not her clit. You might want to look up a diagram, just, you know, it's not the same thing. Her vagina, her cunt, only has nerve endings in the first few inches or so. So any deeper than that inside her, and she can't feel it. She'll be aware that something is there, because she'll feel pressure, but there won't be any sexual pleasure, okay? Some women say that they like the feel of something up against their cervix, which is the what-the-fuck area in the diagram. But, you see, that's just a feeling of pressure. It's not sexual pleasure. She might get psychological pleasure from it. I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that. But strictly speaking, there is no way to feel sexual pleasure beyond the first couple of inches inside a woman's cunt. So having a long cock doesn't make any difference, okay? You could literally have a 2 or 3 inch penis and it would be exactly the same. You would make her feel just as good as a cock that's 12 inches, okay? Now, the G-spot, this is something that a lot of women experience really profound and very pleasurable orgasms from stimulation of their G-spot. I'll tell you a bit about that. Some people debate that it even exists, but we won't get into that. I'm just going to describe what it is. It's a little area of sensitivity that is located just inside the topmost wall. Highly technical language here. Okay, think of it this way. If she's lying down on her back, you turn your hand palm up and put a finger or two inside her, and then just gently curl your fingers forward, so that you're stroking the wall of her vagina. This is roughly where the G-spot is, okay? And the reason I mention this is so that you realize this is the length and girth of a finger or two that's able to do this. So you could have a cock that's the size of your index finger, and it would still give her pleasure, okay? So keep that in mind. Now the clit, of course, is responsible for woman's sexual pleasure. It has more nerve endings than there are in your whole cock. What you see on the surface is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. It branches out into her vagina beneath the surface. And so it's the motion of your cock sort of tugging and pulling on the clit from the inside, and it's the movement of your body against her clit on the outside that makes her come. Or, you know, of course, your tongue, or But you get the idea. From just sex, from just fucking, this is what causes a woman to come from fucking, okay, is the stimulation of her clit, both inside and outside. And this kind of leads to my next point, the next question that has come up, kind of ties in. I'll explain this a bit. This is about the, why are there so many monster-sized cocks in porn, if all of what I've just said is true? And I will address that in a second. I just wanted to mention that the way a woman comes from fucking kind of shows you that really huge cocks are actually kind of a disadvantage, because you can't get close enough to her body if you have a really long cock. You're not going to be able to really stimulate her clit, at least from the outside, with the movement of your sort of pelvic area as you fuck her, because you won't actually be touching her with your body. So it's actually not the best for a woman to have somebody with a really long cock, which leads to the discussion about why there are so many monster cocks in porn. And that is a good question, because it is pretty prevalent, especially from what I've seen. There are whole sites about, you know, monster this and mammoth that and whatever. But firstly, I think it's fairly obvious that porn is about extremes and the psychological impact of representing sex in such an extreme way. It's like the female porn stars who get those basketball-sized fake tits, you know. It's all for the visual impact of it. It's not because most men want a woman with enormous fake tits. It's not that men are going to think, well, now I have to find a real lover who has these giant fake tits. And the same is true for big cocks. It's done for visual impact, and often for the more sensational or extreme porn. And the reason that this is done is because visual porn has to do stuff like this, because it isn't real. It isn't a real woman in your room having sex with you, or a real guy in your bed having sex with you. So it has a lot to make up for. It has to be over the top, just to provide the same kind of excitement that a real lover would. I think it's obvious if you think about it for a minute. It's a substitute for real sex. The substitute always has to work so much harder just to be on the same level as what the real thing is. So you're going to see psychological extremes. You're going to see visual extremes in porn that in no way represent average people or an average lover or the kind of lover that you would want in your life for real. And I think it's a shame that people have looked at porn and started thinking that they don't measure up, because you're not supposed to. These are not average people. And you don't need to have extreme anatomy to be a great lover, obviously. Another thing to consider about this is that think about how difficult it must be to actually film sex. I mean, if you've seen any of the truly amateur stuff out there, not the fake amateur stuff, but the real amateur stuff, you know that there is a real skill to filming sex well. There's a lot happening in a very tight space, no pun intended, and it isn't easy to get a camera right in there. I mean, for one thing, the actors would probably tell you to fuck off if you were right there, you know, trying to get that cum shot or something. So porn directors often come up with positions that make it easiest to film. That's why you see some really pretty acrobatic shit in porn sometimes, things that no one in their right mind would ever do. It's all because it's easier to see, and therefore it's easier to film. So if you're trying to film a scene in which a girl is riding a guy, you've got to keep that camera at least far enough away that you don't get, you know, kicked in the face when they start fucking. Then you've got a new problem, because an average cock fucking up into a girl will likely not be seen clearly enough, especially if she has a voluptuous butt. So what are you going to do in that case? Well, you're going to hire Long Dong Silver. That's what you're going to do. You'll get the guy with the longest, thickest dick you can find, and likely, too, the smallest girl you can find, and you know, start filming. His huge cock going into her small pussy will be clear as day. It'll be very easy to see what's happening, and it will give that psychological thrill. Big cock, small pussy, you know, You get it. So please keep all of this in mind if you ever start to compare yourself to what you see in porn. Remember that these performers are chosen because their anatomy makes sex easier to film, and that's the only reason. There is no way that these people, male or female, represent the true average person, or that they represent an ideal lover. So, and one last thing I wanted to mention. In many of my audios, and those of other female performers, you'll often hear me praise your big cock, right? At length, in some cases, where I'll go on about how big you are, or how thick, or how fat, or whatever. So, if you take nothing else from this audio, please, please listen to this. To me and a lot of other women, every cock is big, okay? I am talking about you. Every cock is fat or thick or long, etc. Because if you think about it physically, imagine sticking something even 3 inches long up your, well, you get the idea. And a woman's vagina is not an open tube the way it's shown in diagrams. Because like most tubey things, there's the medical terminology again, like most tubey things in the body, it is a totally collapsed negative space when it's not being filled with something. So your cock has to open me up, has to slide into me, has to make my cunt stretch, no matter what size you are. Okay? I really hope you listen to me and take this to heart. Your cock, whether it's 2 inches or 12, is big, is thick, is heavy, is beautiful. It brings women pleasure. It fills us up. It feels damn good moving inside. And it's delicious to suck. Okay? So don't ever worry about whether the size of your cock is going to please us. Or don't ever think that if I say your big cock in an audio that I'm not talking about you. Because I definitely am. And also, I never want you to forget that you are more than a body part. You wouldn't view your girlfriend as just a pair of tits or a tight pussy. And neither will women view you as just a cock. I want you to remember that there is so much more to being a good, loving, and sexy man than just the size of your dick, whether it's big or small or average. You do so much every day that makes you sexy to us, and I don't think you even know it. We love so much about you. Your physical anatomy is just one part. So please remember that. If nothing else, please take that to heart. So if you have any questions you'd like me to answer, sex advice or otherwise, just message me or email me with them. I won't identify you. Anything that you ever write to me will always be kept in confidence, and will always remain anonymous. I will answer the questions best I can. And if you like this format, if you like the audio answers to questions, please let me know. I'd love to hear what you think, because I think it's better than a wall of text. But if you enjoy it, certainly please keep asking questions. I want you to have a good day. And please remember that sex is never dirty or shameful or filthy or bad, and that I love each and every one of you. Bye.